Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Friday to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Happy Friday, Buzz.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Hello, legends. What's going on?
Well, drop it like it's hot.
Bickmore's booty drop.
I'm going to start the show with a booty drop that is, I guess, to celebrate the R&B Fridays Live lineup that's been announced this morning.
Bit of Craig David.
A bit of like Neo.
I thought that's what was coming.
No.
What do you got?
Down the line to one of the ladies, Khalees.
Ooh.
A bit of Milkshake Brings the Boys to the Yard. And the reason I'm doing this one is because this reminds me of, I think it was about 2006 or 2007, when one of the opening lines I had to read on my little Rove news.
I loved your Rove news.
Was, hi, I'm Carrie Bickmore and my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Yeah.
And my grandpa didn't really like that one. He didn't understand it and he didn't appreciate it. So this is an ode to him and an ode to Khalees for R&B Friday's Life.
Great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, you know what we haven't done in a long time?
Oh, I know.
Same,
but backwards. I think the only win I've had in this game is the name change.
You have, and you're not going to have a win today because I've spent the whole afternoon listening to music. I'm in the vibe. I'm in the zone.
Well, guess what I've been doing?
What?
Listening to music.
No, you haven't.
Backwards.
In case you don't remember, it has been a little while since we played this same but backwards. We play Carrie and Tommy a song in reverse. They've got a buzz
in
their
buzz.
Name.
They get it, mate.
They've got
it's the easiest game to explain.
Artist and title are best out of five. You ready
to
go?
The title is so good that they get the name in the title.
Grab number one, Carrie versus Tommy. Here we go.
I think if you played it one more time, I could get it.
All right. One more time for the both of you. Here we go.
Tommy. It's not this, but I have to guess something. Is it J-Lo, Say My Name?
It's not Say My Name, but I thought it was J-Lo too.
Oh.
You know what?
What?
It is Say My Name.
Is it?
Oh, yes! I realise it's not J-Lo.
No.
But I feel...
It's Destiny's Child.
Yes.
It is Destiny's Child.
That's what I meant.
Okay, can I do something really weird?
What?
It's really weird.
You is that the last song you listened to?
Zone?
Yeah.
That was the last song I listened to and I got it wrong.
Wow. And I still got the point. This is amazing. What's
Maybe
happened?
I'm
have
not
you got
in the
have
zone.
You lost your skills?
Maybe I've been listening to so many of them forward, I can't work them out backwards.
Mate, you're not even near the zone. I'm so far out of the zone and you're losing.
Oh my God, how have I done that? Now Maybe. It's thrown me. That Destiny's Child is my jam. Like, that's my song.
Deep breath, Carrie. You might get this one.
You'll get them back.
Here we go. Song number two.
I mean, I kind of know this one too.
What's happened to me? I don't know what it is at all.
Give it to us again, Buzz.
It's too cocky early
on. You want it one more time?
Oh.
All right, one more time.
Oh.
We played on the Carrie and Tommy show quite a lot.
No.
Don't make us feel worse about not knowing
it. I'm going to cry. I think I might cry.
Right. Why?
I'm buzzing
I'm not in the game. I don't even
mate,
know what that is.
You look at me in the eyes. You have plenty else going on in your life
no,
that you're very good at.
I didn't get to say my name.
That's okay.
I don't get anything ever, right? If I knew it was going to make you go to water this bad, I would have thrown it.
It was Bruno.
Oh, I knew it. I knew this.
I knew that weird
That's what
sound.
I like.
Yes.
That's what I like.
Oh.
All right, still nil-nil.
That's what I like.
Next song.
Lucky for you.
Oh, Carrie.
Oh, Carrie's buzzing.
Take me to the da-da, like to see
LA.
I really want to.
Gonna hit with you.
You'll be my American boy. American boy.
Bye. I could give it to you because it's two artists.
Is it?
Yes. Can I give you both the artists,
for the
please?
Sake of the people at home playing along, I will give half a point.
Khalees?
Can I give you both? No, that's not correct. It
no,
is
no,
Kanye
no, no.
West and Estelle.
I finished.
Yeah, but I did finish for you. You had a go.
I sang it and you got it.
I
that's
know.
Not fair.
It's cool. We went back to how we used to play the game, which is you sing it forwards for me, and then I get to guess from that.
Controversial, but I'm giving it to Tommy.
Thank you.
That is just ridiculous. That's all the stuff I just sang, yeah?
It was Estelle and Kanye West with American Boy. Tommy Little won. Carrie Bickmore.
Tommy Little was on two. Thank you very much. Tommy Little got the first one as well.
You gave it to him. I was here. Yes. Indeed.
Buzz, it's worrying when you get to two and you go, oh, that's too many. I've lost count.
All right, here's number four.
If we go anything above one, I am lost.
Song number four.
Carrie!
Oh, Tommy!
Backstreet Boys! Backstreet's back.
It is!
Yeah. Okay, I'm back.
Did you see what happened
there?
The
game might almost be over, but I'm back.
Did you
see my mood change? I'm happy now that I've won.
I know. Buzz, note to selves, just let Bickmore win everything. It is not worth the pain.
Tears.
Yeah.
All right, Tommy 2, Bickers 1.
Carrie's
in.
Oh, what happened here?
Michael Jackson, Thriller.
It is!
Yeah!
How did you get that?
Because I'm telling you.
Has this been an elaborate setup? Did you just give me a sniff of victory so I got my hopes up?
No.
So is this the tiebreaker, this one?
If I had another song.
Hang on. Have we gone best of four?
No, we've done five.
We've never got this far with
say
you
my name.
Doing so
That's
well.
That's what I like. American. We didn't expect you to be in it, Tommy, at the end.
American Boy.
Buzz didn't expect
and,
you to be
and
in.
And this one.
Everybody's Back. Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
You've already forgotten the last song.
Oh, mate, you couldn't count above one before.
So what happens now?
2-2.
How about I sing a song backwards? Hang on. I can't believe I didn't get Say My Name. Quite genuinely, I played that twice in the makeup room. I was singing it, and I was doing the, what
that's
is up
that's
with
you undoing
this?
It.
You would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it was the same. Every other word is a ha, you okay? Could it be that you are a creep with another lady? I just can't sing it backwards.
I think you should give her a bonus point for that effort, Buzz.
Carrie Bickmore 3, Tommy Little 2!
And we're all happy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, normally the man we're about to have on has issues with people.
Yes.
I have issues with this man.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Welcome to the show, Mr. Tom Gleason.
Oh, thank you for having me here. I'm so polite. Why would you have issues with me? Tommy
yes.
knows that. I'm lovely.
Yeah, I'm scared to say otherwise.
Okay, hard quiz. Great show. Premiered on Wednesday yes. night, 8 o'clock. The first winner was Princess Diana. Zoe won. Her specialty was Princess Diana. Mm. I don't like how you spoke about Princess Diana. I don't think you dealt with it delicately enough.
It's a hard quiz. The questions are hard and I give people a hard time and I don't tiptoe around things. I like to lean into them. And it's been 20 years. We've had plenty of time to get over it. I got over it a long time ago.
Well, I've only just started caring and so I'm not over it.
But he's right. You can't blame him for doing what it says on the can.
Yeah.
It'd be weird if you went, oh, let's reflect on Diana.
Yeah, it's a bit like tuning into soft quiz and going, geez, this is a bit soppy.
Yeah, that would be bad. Oh, so Zoe, your specialty is Diana, the Princess of Wales. Wow, she was beautiful, eh? I mean, it's just, it wouldn't be right.
No, I was also sitting there wishing I was playing because I feel like I knew a lot of the answers, which is why today we're going to do a hard quiz, Tommy and I, and this excites me greatly because I'm always doing it along wishing I was there.
We have chosen our specialties. Mm. Mr. Gleason, firstly, what do you think of our choices?
I think they're pretty good. Tommy, yours is quite specific. It's the NBL, which is the basketball league here in Australia.
Well,
and
I did actually ask for even more specific. I was hoping it was NBL mid-90s, but I do understand if that you can't even make up one question out of that.
This is one of the tricks to getting an expert subject. It still has to have a window open enough to be entertaining.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah.
Round 14 of the NBL.
It's not just a quiz. It's entertainment. So.
Yeah.
And what's mine, Tom?
Carrie, your expert subject is The Project. And given you've done so many episodes over the years, it's a very broad topic. A lot has happened. You've probably forgotten it as soon as you've said it. So this is the expert round. Tommy, I'll ask you three questions on your expert subject. If you get it right, you get a point.
Okay.
Carrie, you can steal at any point for double points.
Okay,
is there
great.
A question about Andrew Gaze? I do know Andrew Gaze. He's like NBL 90s,
stop it,
yeah?
Stop it, stop it.
Question one. Nicknamed Hammer, Shane Heal
Tommy.
Won.
Tommy, I buzzed in too early.
Oh.
Damn it,
sure
I thought
did.
It was going to be...
This is a trap.
Be...
Happens in the show all the time. I'm so
do I get the full question?
Do
Tommy
I get a chance?
To answer.
Okay.
You have to answer now.
He won the MVP in 1997.
Incorrect. I'll finish the question.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Shane Heal won an NBL championship with the Sydney Kings before playing for which NBA team? Wide open, Carrie. Wide open.
Milwaukee.
Incorrect.
They have a team. Ohio.
You don't get a second guess. The answer is the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard of them too.
Question two. Yep. Winning two championships with the Melbourne Tigers and holding the record as the highest all-time scorer for Australia at the Olympics, Andrew Gaze carried the Australian team's flag at the opening ceremony for which Olympic Games?
I'm pretty sure it was Sydney.
Correct.
Would he have had
Sydney
to say...
2000.
I was going to say, would you have had to say 2000?
I feel like they need
specifics.
They didn't do it again in 2004.
I can't believe you had an Andrew Gaze question and I didn't get it right.
Here we go. Last question for Tommy. Winning six NBL championships as coach, Brian Gurjian famously paced the sidelines carrying what soft drink? Famously.
I think it's a Pepsi.
Know what that is? That's a severe burn because it was actually a Diet Coke.
Oh, but can I answer? I had an option. Damn it. I was going to say Mountain Dew.
All right, Carrie, let's move on to your expert subject.
All right.
The project, here we go. Mm-hmm. Beloved for her awkward on-air slip-ups, Carrie Bickmore famously mispronounced the name of which airline?
Tommy.
Tommy for the steal.
Hold on. I forgot that you had
Qantas.
An option to buzz in.
He got it. Double points for Tommy. Yeah. Double points.
I wanted to hear more about myself before I answer the question.
Well, you shouldn't have been reflecting. You've been concentrating.
I'm surprised I'm still in the job 8 years later after that.
Oh, Tommy loves the hard quiz. This is great.
Yes, I believe on the evening you were trying to say Qantas customers.
Yes, I was. Qantas customer service, yes.
We won't repeat what you said.
Well, actually, the line before was about Virgin's key corporate roots, which I think is funny given the word I ended up saying. Anyway.
Question two, Carrie. Mm. The entertainment reporter for the first few months of the then 7 project.
Carrie, got it. Ruby Rose.
Carrie.
Ruby Rose.
Incorrect. I'll finish the question.
What? She was.
Went on to star on which hit show?
Orange is the
Tommy
New Black.
Netflix.
Oh, hey, you can't just keep buzzing in. This is what happens. You see what I've got to work with?
Tommy for the steal. Tommy, you've got the
ball. It is Orange is the New Black, please, Mr. Gleeson.
Double points to Tommy! Yeah!
Stupid game.
5-0. Put that in your Qantas good. And smoke it. Here we go. Right. Last question. Last question for the Carrie's expert subject, the project. Okay. In 2010, Carrie Bickmore won the Logie for most popular new female talent. Which project panelist was nominated in the same year as most popular new male talent?
Carrie. It doesn't matter that I've lost anyway. Charlie Pickering.
Yeah, he did get nominated for that, which was weird because he'd already been on TV for several years.
So would I, mate, though. Seriously, what is that category?
I got beaten in Best Newcomer on radio. In my first year of radio, I got beaten by one precocious little upstart, Melissa Doyle.
What?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, but it was her return to radio, though, wasn't it? I'm not on that network. Nah, sorry.
People are aware it exists.
Some people work from radio up to TV. Other people do it the other way around.
Thanks, TG.
It's a hard quiz.
Catch Hard Quiz, 8 p.m. Wednesdays on ABC.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
131060. You need to call now if you are watching a really good series at the moment, like one that you can't stop telling everyone about because I need some help.
Why are you out?
I'm done. I've done Breaking Bad. I've done House of Cards. I've done Bloodline. I've done everything. And I need a new series and I need a really good one. Not too bloody and not too scary because otherwise I get nightmares.
Have you seen The Wire?
No, what's
season
The Wire?
Season 4 of The Wire is the best TV that's ever been made.
But then I have to get through season 1 to 3 first.
Mate, you just said you've got
TV?
Nothing.
Well,
it's
you
so great.
I can't start at season 4, can I?
No, sorry. All the seasons are good. But season 4 is
season
like the
4,
best.
Episode 5. Watch that.
22 minutes in, there is a very good minute there. That's great. Wire's great. If you want a comedy, Vice Principals is great.
What's that about?
It's two vice principals that both thought they were going to get the principal job. It's just a really funny comedy.
Because the tricky thing is, right, I need a show I can watch on my own and a show I can watch with Chris because it's really hard to find find something you can watch with your partner, right? Because he doesn't like some of the soppy stuff I like to watch, and some of his stuff's so hectic. Like Game of Thrones, he's obsessed with it. I thought that was the thing.
I thought you were meant to get in the mood while you watch that, and then you do a little.
Oh no, I know. I mean, I'm too busy going, hold on, who's she and what family? But then what? I thought, didn't his friend's brother's horse die? It's all too much for me. I end up googling what's happening in the series coming up. I sometimes Google the ep ahead I don't have to sound like an idiot while watching.
I've done that on a date before. I'd already seen the movie and I pretended I hadn't, and then I picked all the twists in the movie. She thought I was a genius.
You're an idiot. You're not helping me, but Sarah from Sydney is helping me. Sarah, what should I be watching?
You should be watching The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, I've heard everyone talking about this. No. It's a bit weird though, isn't it?
Yes, but it is incredible. It's set in America. It's this dystopian, like, ultra-conservative future where all the fertile women are kept basically to make babies for the ruling class. Women aren't allowed to drive. They're not allowed to read. It's super poignant right now in Trump's America.
So is it a watch it on my own? Like, is it a guy thing too, or more?
I could answer that question. And I haven't seen it. It's called The Handmaid's Tale.
It's like watch with smart people because you're going to have some incredible conversations.
Okay, I do feel like, there's conversations happening without me at the moment. It was like when Game of Thrones started and then it got to the Red Wedding and I still hadn't watched. I was like, I'm out now. Like, it's too late.
Because I know you're an incredibly intelligent woman. But, Sarah, do you think when you've just said watch it with smart people and Carrie's just admitted she can't keep up with Game of Thrones, do you think she's going to be all right with this?
It's so well produced. Like, it is one of the most beautiful. The soundtrack is amazing.
She didn't answer your question,
I
might add.
You've really brushed over that one. Who else we got?
All right, Handmaid's Tale. Let's try Sally. Sally from Melbourne, what should I be watching?
I have actually been running an online blog for Buffy the Vampire Slayer since 2008. So I'm kind of always watching it.
Is Buffy still going?
No, it's not. Well, actually, the comic books are still going.
You're still writing the blog, but the show has stopped a long time ago, what are you writing about?
The show ended when I was 8, and I have been writing about it for 9 years because...
Oh, Sally, this phone topic is about to turn into Sally needs a new hobby.
It's turned into something else that I'm really into. So, okay, you were 8 when it finished. It's now 9 years later, and you're still writing a blog? It's like, do you make up what's happening?
Yeah, so I was 8 when it finished in 2002. I've been running a blog about it since 2008, and it's such an interesting show. Like, I can't even count how many times.
Interesting. But how did you go, you know what I'll write a blog about? Something that finished 6 years ago.
I just really
okay,
love it.
Okay, getting angry. You're pushing the buttons on your phone. No, I get that. Tensions are boiling over. Okay, good on you, Sal. Keep it up. And once you're done with that bog, maybe you can hit us up with a fresh one about Gilligan's Island.
And Cassie in Brisbane. Cassie, what are you watching?
Hey, I'm obsessed with the show Younger. It's on Stan, so it's not too popular. I have to watch it every week.
What's it about?
Yeah, I don't know anything about Younger.
So it's about this woman who's in her early 40s and she goes through a divorce and then she can't get a job. She works in publishing and then she lies about her age to get a job, of which then the lie has to tick on, and she gets a boyfriend when she's pretending to be 26. And I love it. Like, Hilary Duff's in it and I've never been a fan. And I love it.
Hilary Duff?
Converted. Yeah. And she's an adult.
The great thing about this is you could hear about this. This is one way to hear about the show Younger. Mm. Or, of course, you could just wait 30 years until Sally starts writing a blog about it and then hear about it then.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, how are we going, Bickers? You reckon? Together, how are we going?
Oh, I thought pretty good.
Yeah, same. I think pretty good as well. I'm having a really good time.
When you ask me that, though, I feel like there's a reason you're asking me that. Well, you don't think it's going so well?
Do you think anybody is calling us the best radio show that's ever existed?
Definitely not.
And that is what I'm here to change.
Oh.
131060, give us a call because we together are going to change the very radio landscape that people know and love.
Wow.
It's time to play the first ever edition of...
Balls. Balls. Balls.
But who's got balls in their mouth?
This is what happens when I leave you in charge of a segment.
You said I was allowed to do whatever I want.
Are we playing a segment called Who's Got Balls in Their Mouth?
I know, you're excited and I can feel that.
No, I'm worried about censor.
Hey?
The sensor.
It's actual balls, mate.
Like, what balls?
this week we have ping pong balls, right? Now, how
this week
is
this going to be an ongoing segment?
Well, so far I've booked it out for the next 22 weeks, and we are looking for endorsements. If you own some kind of ball sports company and you'd like to get involved, Spalding. Spalding's balls in Carrie's mouth today. Now, how this is going to work is we're going to get a gorgeous listener up, and they're going to ask us questions, and all they have to do in the age-old tradition of who's got balls in their mouth is guess which one of either myself or Vibeka Moore
has these balls.
Great bit of sizzle. Pam from the Goldie. G'day, Pam.
Hi, guys.
Now, are you ready to make radio history together?
Yeah, I think I am. Yep.
Yeah, great. Okay. You're cool, Karma Collector. Pam, how this is going to work is there's going to be three rounds. In each round, either Carrie or myself will have balls in our mouth. You get to ask us one question each, and then after that question, you have to guess who's got balls in their mouth. If you get all three correct, $20.
Cam.
You can have our... Buzz, right, over to you.
So right now, Tommy and Carrie are putting balls in their mouth. Pam, your job is to ask Carrie and Tommy one question, and then you've got to decide who's got balls in their mouth. Ask Carrie first.
Carrie, is it raining outside today?
Oh.
All right.
Tommy, are you wearing pants today?
Pam?
Yeah.
Who's got balls in their mouth?
Tommy for sure.
Well,
Buzz, reset.
I thought I did a really good job by pretending I had a ball in my mouth.
I thought you were great too.
Okay.
Buzz, round two. So, Pam, I'm so sorry. When Carrie gets close to having balls in her mouth, she always gets the giggles.
I have to point out, as we've discussed on the show, I've had lockjaw before.
I know.
So I can't put too many balls in my mouth because I might get stuck.
I'm sick of this excuse. Whenever I try and put my balls in your mouth, you're like, oh, lockjaw.
No, I'm serious. Okay. I can't put lots in there.
Stop giving away who's doing it.
Okay.
It's round two, Buzz. You take over, Buzz.
All right, Pam, right now, Carrie and Tommy are putting balls in their mouth. Pam.
Okay. All right. Tommy, what are Beyonce's twins' names?
One is blue, one is Blue Ivy, I believe. Oh, twins. Sorry, the twins. I don't know. I'm sorry. Perhaps you would like to ask Carrie the same question.
Carrie, what are Beyonce's twins' names?
Oh, Blue. Something like...
Pam.
I think it's something like Martha. Martha.
Who's got balls in their mouth?
Look, I'm going to take a stab and say Carrie.
Well done.
She's very good. She's very good. Correct. It is time for the final round. Buzz, this is the trick round. You take over.
All right, here we go. So Carrie and Tommy are both putting balls in their mouth.
Bloody hell, Buzz. You can't just give away the trick round.
Buzz.
You are an absolute mess, mate.
I would like to point out that previous two occasions I have said you were both putting balls in your mouth and you, in fact, have just given it away.
Oh, he's good. Do you see what he did there?
All right. So put the balls in your mouth.
How is it cool in there? That's amazing.
Pam, it is over to you now. Who's got balls in their mouth?
Okay. Carrie, what season are we in?
Winter.
Tommy, same question. What season are we in?
Oh...
Colong.
Pam, for the win, who's got balls in their mouth?
Carrie.
Oh, Tommy. Me and you. How did she win? I don't understand that last one. Take him out.
How do you not know that?
How do you fit two? I can only get one in there.
Mate, our producer Sonda got three in before.
Sonda.
Impressive gob on the woman.
That was fun, but I don't think we need to do that every week.
Yeah.
Why?
Pam, you've won. Even though you got two out of three, you've still won. Congratulations.
Pam won.
Some cold hard cash and used balls.
Oh, used balls, that's right.
Pam, would you like to see the return of Who's Got Balls in Their Mouth next week?
I would. I thought it was amazing.
Thanks, Pam. Really appreciate the pep up.
Did you also, is like Pam a friend? Did you also have to like force someone to partake in it?
Do not answer that and put some balls in your mouth, Pam.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Normally I'm happy for the weekend, but I'm even happier because what a way to go into the weekend knowing who's coming up in October for the R&B Fridays live stage. Like, this lineup is next level.
I mean, do you want to kick it off or do you want me to kick it off?
Everybody, I'll kick it off because it's my favourite, man.
Okay, go.
Monday, it's a good thing on Tuesday. We've been making love on Wednesday and on Thursday and Friday and Saturday we feel like Craig David.
I also love the facial manicuring of his hair,
so
hair.
Good.
I mean, if that's not drawn on with an eyebrow pencil, I'm impressed.
We got Neo. I can't sing.
He can sing, dance.
Closer,
he can do. Yeah.
Come closer.
I can't even. But you know
who. I just can't hear myself. Is that?
Yeah.
That's good.
You know who I can give you?
Who?
Sean DePaul.
Oh, I got the right temperature. West Indian kind of sounding. Yeah.
You know that one? Kelly Rowland. Oh, my gosh. What a stunner.
Destiny's Child. I hope she does some Destiny songs.
What was
she
the Kelly and Nelly song?
Dilemma.
Dilemma's
a great song.
Yep.
Oh, Khalees.
Oh, the Raging
Bodies. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. My tune.
And you can finish it off.
My favourite one. Don't let go. Have the right to lose control. Don't run it in and out my life.
If you just joined in and you are a little bit confused, we are talking about R&B Fridays Live 2017 presented by Frontier Touring and, of course, the Hit Network. Tickets on sale 10 a.m. Thursday, August 10th from frontiertouring.com. The only place you'll catch these stars live is exclusively on the R&B Fridays Live stage. That is us done, guys.
I just feel like I should say who that last artist was because a lot of people wouldn't have known what my singing was. That was En Vogue and they're going to be there and you could be too.
Have a great weekend, guys. We'll catch you Monday.
Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.